USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination to a confirmation vote by the full Senate. The vote occurred after Arizona Republican Jeff Flake suggested reopening Kavanaugh's FBI background check, something that fellow Republican Lindsey Graham says he understands.
Jeff is trying to be fair. I just don't see we're going to benefit from anything in terms of... been doing this most of my adult life. And it's 35 years ago. You know what you know, and you've heard what you're going to hear. But having said that, this is called democracy.
President Donald Trump's reaction?
Whatever they think is necessary is okay.
But the president says the investigation is to be limited in scope and end in less than 1 week. Facebook reports a major security breach in which 50 million user accounts were accessed by unknown attackers. No passwords or credit card information were stolen, but the attackers would be able to view private messages or posts on someone's account. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Some members of the GOP are looking into regulating sport betting. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
House Republicans say they strongly favor new federal regulations on sports gambling after the Supreme Court allowed states to open sports books. At a hearing of a House Judiciary Subcommittee, GOP members said that they were concerned advertisements and online gambling platforms could target minors, and they said they also feared the potential for game fixing. No word on how Democrats feel regarding regulating the sportsbook industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
LSU is mourning a 20-year-old basketball player who died after he was shot near the campus of another school in Baton Rouge. LSU Athletics Director Joe Oliva says he knew Wade Sims.
Just a wonderful young man with great smile and great spirit. It's just so senseless and tragic that that it has to come to this.
Police are asking anyone with details of the shooting to come forward. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Russia's foreign minister is lashing out at the U.S. and the West in general, denouncing accusations that Moscow was interfering in other countries' affairs. Sergei Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter at the U.N., says the U.S. and West are uninterested in cooperation.
We hear loud statements that not only call into question the legal validity of international treaties, but also declare the priority of self-serving unilateral approaches over the decisions taken in the framework of the United Nations.
Lavrov also accused the West of using political blackmail, economic pressure, and raw force to prevent other nations becoming global rivals. He says U.S.-Russia relations are bad, probably at their all-time low. He also announced that Moscow has started delivering S-300 air defense systems to Syria's government in response to an Israeli airstrike September 17th that mistakenly shot down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. It's time to celebrate America's most popular hot beverage. More from Chris Barnes.
Saturday, National Coffee Day, with plenty of places to score a free or discounted cup of joe. From Cinnabon to Circle K, Barnes & Noble to Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme, many of the offerings at those places won't even require a purchase. Coffee giant Starbucks, well, it's not giving away any beverages, but it's using National Coffee Day to help the people of Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria, as the company is donating 2 million coffee seeds to help the island territory rebuild.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.